Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here are some of my observations after 2 weeks in China, leading a delegation of 30 farm broadcasters and farm leaders. It's not the China that I visited 40 years ago. That was 1978, and as the Illinois State Director of Agriculture, I led a team of Illinois farm leaders to China. Our objective was to build a trade relationship with that country. In that day, the Chinese streets were full of bicycles, not very many cars. And today, their cities are busy, filled with cars and trucks, traffic everywhere. And the cars are new, not old like in Cuba. Their farms are not what they were. They're bigger with modern machinery. We toured a big fish farm, a huge chicken and egg laying business, millions of eggs. China owns Syngenta, the largest supplier of seed chemicals and fertilizer in the world. They're spending millions on GMOs and new crop technology. Perhaps the most impressive contrast to 40 years ago is the cities. They are huge. People from the country have come to town. Skyscrapers, apartment buildings, millions of people everywhere. 60% of their people now live in the cities. They're hardworking, dedicated, prosperous. Incomes could average maybe 30,000 in the cities. Young people everywhere. They aren't hungry, and they aren't overweight either. Their stores are just as modern as ours. We were in Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, and three other large cities with populations ranging from 10 million to 25 million. In one city block, I saw KFC, Starbucks, CVS, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Pizza Hut. I thought I was home. With a population of 1.3 billion people, China is no third world country today. China has concerns about escalation of our trade war, as we do. It should be no surprise the China Daily newspaper blames President Trump. However, in meetings with U.S. Ambassador Brandstatt and other U.S. Department of Agriculture representatives, they made clear that pressure needs to be exerted to force China to honor commitments made under the World Trade Organization. President Xi said, and I quote, "China is willing to work with global trading partners to make economic globalization more inclusive and balanced," end of quote. So I still hold out hope that President Trump and President Xi can find common ground. Until next week, I am John Block, just back from China.